You're locked into Transmission Roundup.
Hello and welcome to Queer Ear. I'm Rory Boyle and you are listening to the Transmission Roundhouse podcast that's queer thinking, straight talking and always spills the LGBT. On each episode of Queer Ear, we like to leave no stone unturned and no wig unsnatched by shining a light and sometimes throwing a little shade on issues that don't get enough mainstream media attention. But just to give you a quick content warning, this episode deals with racism within pornography, so we will be having frank conversations around sex and race. So at the time of recording this podcast episode, I was already very aware that gay porn is extremely white and there are lots of blatant racist narratives in gay porn and some subtle racist undertones as well. But just to give a really blatant example to the average Joe who knew about none of the above, I decided to Google racist gay porn to see what results I would stumble upon. One of the first clips that came up is probably the most shocking and blatantly racist thing I've seen in gay porn, and I think we all know that the internet is full of hateful, dark, bigoted videos. That's nothing new. But what scared me more than anything was that there's a platform for that hatred on Pornhub. I'm about to play you a clip from a video that is one of the most disturbing things I've seen online. It's titled, Racist Master Abusing His N-Word Slave. The content that you're about to hear is easy to find on Pornhub. So here's a brief section of some of the audio from this video. Just to warn you, it is extremely disturbing and highly racist and upsetting.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for what?
Thank you for treating me like a nigger, sir.
Look at this fucking nigger's head. Spit all over him. He's fucking trash. He has no fucking respect for him.
Yes, master.
Nigger serving fucking white boys.
Yes, master.
Say fucking white power.
White power, master.
Stare at the other fags and look at the screen and tell them.
White power, master.
What are you?
I'm a fucking stupid nigger.
A nigger what?
A nigger fucking slave. Born to please you, master.
I can just slap this nigger around like I fucking want. Snap your earring. I don't give a fuck if it hurt. You think I give a fuck?
No.
Don't touch me.
I don't even have words to explain how disgusting and awful that clip is, and believe me, watching it was even worse than hearing the audio itself. Just to give you some context, the person that uploaded that video to Pornhub is not the person who made the video, and the two individuals who appear in the video, it's unclear exactly who they are or how to find them, but I have of course flagged the video as being inappropriate and reported it to Pornhub. They have yet to take any action. That video was homemade, and obviously we can't know the full backstory of the video without knowing who the two people in the clip are. And I know that that clip does represent the extreme side of things, so parking those hateful homemade videos for a bit, I want to talk about some of the mainstream porn platforms. When you look across gay porn, it's blatantly obvious that whiteness is championed over anything else, and there is both overt and covert white supremacy within gay porn. So let's look at some examples from the mainstream industry. There was adult entertainer Hugh Hunter, who called out the Gay VN Porn Awards for their Best Ethnic Scene category, which segregated Black, Asian, and Latino performers into their own box rather than including them in any major categories. Hunter tweeted that he'd never felt so ill at ease upon receiving this treatment. There's also Race Cooper, a Black former gay porn star who has said racism was a daily constant when working in the industry. He has his own podcast on which he's discussed Black models being paid less, being fetishized for their skin color, reduced to nothing more than a body part, with studios perpetuating stereotypes via the degrading Big Black Cock category and casting Black actors in roles such as a patient, but never a doctor. The racism can also come from the porn stars themselves. Billy Centaro, a well-known porn model, recently disappeared from social media and adult sites after he tweeted that police in America should shoot Black protesters. Just for Fans, an adult content platform, called his actions vile. But surely, given that this industry is saturated with white supremacy, Billy can't be the only performer to share this view. Max Connor is a successful Black gay porn star who's worked for a lot of the mainstream studios and with a lot of the mainstream stars. He's also founded House of Connor, which platforms and guides gay models of colour. So I wanted to get Max on Zoom to find out what his thoughts were on where all of the mainstream studios come in on creating positive change, and also to find out if Max had had any run-ins with any of the racist porn stars out there.
I had a little run-in with Ricky Larkin recently. I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, let's be honest, the reason why there's not a lot of Black models in porn is because there's not a lot of good-looking Black models. If we find more good-looking Black models, then we would have more Black models, which I felt offensive when I made a video comment about it, and it kind of went off the charts. It showed that there is a standard to which Black models, I guess, have to meet in the industry, and it's a standard that's been set by predominantly white people who are in the industry. You know, there are a lot of gorgeous Black models in this industry. You just don't see them because they're not promoted as much or don't work as much or aren't seen because they're working for companies that will give them work, which are the smaller companies.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe how blasé some of these white models can be and say something that is A, so racist, and B, just beyond comprehension. And I'm glad you brought it up, because one thing I wanted to ask you about was, you know, on this podcast, we've spoken about anyone going into any workplace as, let's say, a queer person or a Black person or both, and them maybe being the only minority in the room and how difficult that can be. And I think from an outsider's point of view, when I look at the porn industry, I see it as somewhere that would be very open-minded, very non-judgmental, very welcoming. But from everything I'm seeing online, I'm kind of thinking that might not be the actual truth. So if, you know, over 10 years ago when you got started, were to walk onto a set of a major porn studio, was that as intimidating as it might be walking into an office with, let's say, no Black people or no gay people?
For a Black person looking from the outside in, the industry does not appear to be the most appealing place. I'm in the middle right now of collabing with some studios like Falcon and Naked Sword. I will be the person who will be looking at all of their promotions, all of their advertisements, trying to come up with a better way with them to promote diversity and inclusiveness within the company. The goal would hopefully be to create a more diverse roster for them, because, you know, their company is white. You know, there are some companies that are actually stepping up to the plate. I just directed a scene for Cocky Boys. It was me and another model, Angel Rivera. It's shot more like a documentary style, and we talk about experiences within the industry and trying to slowly create a more diverse and inclusive atmosphere so that more models will apply to these companies because it's more appealing to them to apply. You're going to have to pay them what they're worth and what their white colleagues are going to be making as well.
I know in the past you've said that studios kind of create your brand and they present you how they want you to be seen. So can you just elaborate a little bit more on that for me? Because I've heard interviews with other porn stars, especially porn stars or sex workers of color, where they've said that there are just certain roles that specifically black models will be cast in, and that's the type of role they're doing, and that's it. So what's your experience of that?
Look, I've been in several experiences where I work for studios where I wasn't exactly privy on all the information about the scene or what the scene was going to be called or how it was going to be presented in post. For instance, I did a movie for Lucas Entertainment a few years ago, didn't know what the movie was going to be called. And when it came out, they called it Black Cops Matter.
Wow. Yeah.
And I formed a big protest about it, and I made a big fuss about it, and I actually got Michael Lucas to change the name of the movie. They changed it to Black Cops Rule, which isn't much better, but still, it's not making fun of an entire movement.
Mm. And so just going back to, you know, if you show up on a set and you're maybe uncomfortable with what's going to happen in the scene, or the scene is filmed and then you're uncomfortable with the title. I've definitely heard straight performers, specifically women, speak about how sometimes they'll show up on an all-male set and it's very intimidating to turn down something that they're offered to do. So do you have that same sort of thing where when something's agreed upon, it can be kind of scary to say no?
If it was 2 years ago, it would be kind of scary for me to say no. Now I've kind of placed myself in a position where, I don't know, a lot of people in the industry kind of look up to me as an advocate and somebody who speaks out on these issues. For somebody who's just starting out in the company, you can't turn down a job because then that person might feel like they might blacklist me and tell other studios not to work with me. I have a Gay Vien trophy sitting up here that I won back in 2019. It says Big Black Daddy on it. These are the things that Normel, I know, are pushing to change. They have started to go back through the website to see if there are any titles or any tags that may not shed the best light on them.
Of course, yeah. And some of the award shows themselves have definitely come under fire for their categories themselves, yeah. And the way people are treated there. I've read a lot online. We'll mention it further in the podcast, I'm sure. So let's talk a little bit about the positive changes that are happening. Obviously, we've got a lot more platforms for people making their own content, such as OnlyFans and Just for Fans, which has kind of put the ball in a lot of performers' court for the first time. And you've also set up House of Connor. So let's talk about both of those things and how they've kind of changed the game a bit.
It used to be you work for a studio, they told the world who you were. Now we kind of have the power to set that bar ourselves. I've already established the Max Connor brand. So when they hire Max Connor, they're hiring that brand and everything that that entails. Performers who might not get as much work in mainstream porn because of the color of their skin, it's given them more opportunities to make that money on their own and be creative and learn how to edit. You get to learn how to come up with scenarios. You learn how to also work behind the scenes, to be able to write scripts for companies that speak more to models of color or set the lights in a way that favors models of color. And as far as the House of Connor goes, I didn't want to be one of those people that just constantly yell on social media that we need change. I wanted to actively be able to do my part to bring about that change. So a lot of the things that I was hearing from, you know, studio owners and producers was, we don't know where to find black models. We don't know where to find models of color. So I decided, okay, I will make like a one-stop shop, you know? You know, to eliminate excuses.
Sure.
What we also do at House of Connor is we cultivate and we help models navigate to make the best possible choices and decisions that they can, to mentor and to cultivate and to grow these models so that they can be the best entrepreneurs that they can.
I was going to say it sounds slightly like you're on The Apprentice, but then I remembered who the host in America was, and I was like, yeah, let's not make that comparison at all. But OnlyFans sounded a bit like, or any of the training for any of the fan sites sounded a bit like Sex Work College, so I think that's great. My final question to you is, I think you've kind of already alluded to it a bit, but what would be your advice for somebody who is going to continue watching gay porn, but they want to try and not engage so much with any studio or any performer that maybe is racist? Is it to kind of look at studios like Falcon and Naked Sword and Cocky Boys, or would you advise maybe seeking out specific performers from House of Connor? What would you tell people to do?
I think right now it's very important for all of us to use our voices and to continue to push studios to make content that is inclusive and that paints a truer picture of what the world is. The world is not just pretty, white, chiseled men. There are so many types of men that make up the LGBT community. And I think that people are at a position and at a point right now where they want to see a more real representation of that. And also there needs to be more education for models of color. Because the thing is, if a white man decides that they want to do porn, there's usually always somebody there to help them. They're going to find a porn mom or a porn dad who is going to like guide them along. And unfortunately, most models of color, we don't have that. Like for me, there's a lot of things that I just had to learn by trial and error. I decided to take those lessons that I learned and give back to the community and try to divert other models from going down those same paths. And look, like I said, some of the studios are trying to make a change. I think now we're at a point where we just have to see if it's something that's going to last for 2 or 3 months or if it's something that's going to be an ongoing process.
Well, I think that you are completely part of the positive change. And going back to what you were talking about at the very beginning, the comment that some black actors just aren't that good looking. I mean, to me, that's just utter shit. And I think that, you know, there's a whole smorgasbord of men to be enjoyed out there. So let's not discriminate based on anything, especially not race.
You're listening to Transmission Roundtable.
So I actually try to never swear on this podcast, but when someone has the audacity to say that black porn stars are somehow less attractive than white ones, I get a little riled up. And for the record, Max Connor is fit. But moving on to somebody else who's just as easy on the eyes, my next guest is Elijah Wilde. He's also a black gay porn star who's managed to hit the big time on some of the fan sites we were just talking about. Elijah's only been in the industry since January, but is already a top 5 OnlyFans creator. As someone who's making his own content, I wanted to get Elijah's views on how mainstream sites can justify giving racist content a place to call home, whether this racism is having a knock-on effect in the queer community, and why it exists in porn to begin with.
The way I like to put it is the porn industry is just a microcosm of the rest of the world. So it seems that the racism is concentrated here, but it's not exactly the case. There's racism all over America, all over the world, unfortunately. And the porn industry isn't exclusive to being a pro-white industry. It's easier to see it in the porn industry because compared to regular civilians, there's not as many porn actors. And I don't think that's right. I think especially with amazing black actors like Max Connor himself, D'Angelo Jackson, who I'm familiar with, that's a friend of mine, the countless others, they should feel and have the same opportunity to succeed, not based on their skin color, but based on their performance.
I'm glad you brought up the point about porn maybe being a reflection of society, because I've obviously been researching racism within gay porn for this episode, and some of the stuff that I've seen on Pornhub is just racist beyond belief. And then, of course, there's some subtle racism that maybe you can find if you dig a little deeper in some of the major studios. I'm wondering where you think sites like Pornhub come in on all of this, in platforming some of these videos, because maybe they're not the ones making the videos, but they are giving them a space to be viewed.
Of course, as you said, Pornhub is not the ones making the porn, but they are the platform that's allowing this to continue. Just like all the other companies are doing right now with George Floyd and the Black rights, where they're showing solidarity in different ways. Are they redesigning their whole business plans? No, but they're including and making sure to at least promote to the followers that they support this idea of racial equality. I think that Pornhub should do the same. Anytime you pull up Pornhub, for the most time, you're going to see all white actors. I don't think this is good. There's so much great Black production that should definitely be included. And once you pull up the site, you know, you shouldn't have to search BBC to find a Black man. It's terrible.
I think as well, though, one thing that's coming across to me from both this conversation and my conversation with Max is that when you are a Black performer in this industry, if we just leave aside some of the financial benefits of being on OnlyFans, it seems like you just have to be so much more careful about what studio you align yourself with, and you have to do so much more research in making sure that they're not going to stereotype you or pay you less because of your skin color or treat you badly. And it just seems like a really unfair position to be in.
I agree with you 100%. I've gained quite a name, but I'm still a rookie by definition. I've been doing this since January. I literally couldn't do it by myself. So thankfully, I do have a great talent manager. I know he wouldn't put me in any position where I'm working with some of these notorious studios that are unbelievably racist, even the ones that are more hidden. I know a porn star who recently did a shoot, actually the same day that I did my shoot with Noir Male. The person he was partnered with, their ex-husband went on some rant and said a lot of racist things and all that. And just because it kind of could be linked back to this guy who was going to be in this video, the video wasn't allowed to come out. They halted the release of the video because they didn't want the bad press. They didn't want to be like, oh, well, this one was married to him, so he must have known that he was racist. And now he's in your video. And it's just like this entanglement, almost, not to use this word, but it's like you have to really be very careful. So these are things that still as a rookie, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even know how to protect myself from them other than just going slow, doing research, but also anything that I need, I fall back on my manager. And it's good to have a good team like that. And I'm very grateful for that.
Just going back quickly to the whole BBC or Big Black Cock stereotyping thing that you mentioned briefly earlier, do you think that negative stereotypes that are perpetuated specifically against Black performers, do you think that's having an effect throughout other parts of society, maybe such as on the apps where we see a lot of negative behavior towards people of color, and just in general on the gay scene? Do you think porn plays a role in that?
I absolutely do. And I'm happy that you made that connection. And you did further say, not even just on the apps, where it's in the scene and in our day-to-day, these ideas that I guess some white people have of Black people are a little bit slanted and skewed. Negative connotations that do come with being Black that are completely false, that shouldn't be that way. And some of them do relate back to how Black people are pictured in the media. There's a demeanor of a Black man that he's supposed to have, which is completely false. If you actually get out there and interact with different Black people, they're just as different from one another as any white man is different from another white man. It all stems down to lack of exposure. People who never seen a Black person or interacted with a Black person other than when they're watching porn at home. And they, you know, I think it does put a lot of ideas in people's heads. And unfortunately, a lot of them are negative. Even some of the positive ones, like this idea that, oh, every Black guy has a giant cock. It's not necessarily true. And because you did bring up BBC, I think we're fetishized. When you think of a traditional porn shoot, a lot of people in their head, they think of white actors. In order to include Black, it becomes a fetish now. And that's terrible because Black people are not a fetish at all.
Finally, what do you think of everything that's been happening online lately? There seems to be a lot more people calling out other performers, and a lot of studios that I've seen online and according to Max are really trying to step up and change their ways. Do you think this is kind of a flash in the pan moment, or do you think we're at the start of positive change?
I think it's a bit of both of those. So let me explain. I think we are, hopefully, I'm optimistic that there is some lasting change to come about. I think people are just tired, and even not just black people anymore. I think a lot of white people are starting to understand they have it a lot easier than some of their black friends in a lot of different situations. So there's that sympathy and empathy now even, but now it's starting to be something that's more seen. Thankfully, with technology, everything is caught on camera. You can't deny these things anymore, which is good. I love how people are being canceled now. Like, you get chopped. But then at the end of the day, I am a little worried that because of this reaction that is very strong, where it's like, you say the wrong thing, you're cut, the internet's gonna screw you, they're gonna call your job, they're gonna get you. I'm worried that that's gonna make people learn to hide their racism again. I used to think if you were racist, you wanted to hide it. You didn't want everyone else to know you were racist. Nowadays, lately, it's been people are way too comfortable being racist. With the strong reaction we're giving to it right now, which is deserved, it scares me that these racists are gonna, like they did in the past, just learn to hide it, to use different words, to be racist undercover in the closet. So that's how I answer your question. I do think it's a little bit of both. I love the reaction that we are getting, and I love that black people are standing together, but more so other groups of people, maybe they've been oppressed as well, or maybe have not, that want equality for their fellow human. I'm hopeful though that change is lasting. And I'm also looking to see the inclusion of black people in these existing companies, black business, the new black companies. So I hope that that is not what happens. I hope that we really do get some lasting change.
Thankfully, positive change does truly seem to be both on the way and here to stay. The racist award shows we were talking about have come hugely under fire, and they have been forced to change their categories and behaviours. There also seems to be a continual rise in demand for content created by black models consumed on fan platforms, putting performers of colour fully in control for the first time. And as for the mainstream studios, as Max pointed out, a genuine effort seems to have been made by several of the major players in recognizing racism and lack of diversity and inclusion in porn. As always, we'll be keeping our eye on what actually happens next. It's not all good news though. There is still an abundance of highly problematic, racist, and degrading porn available to view at the click of a mouse. So needless to say, there is definitely a dark side to parts of this industry. It's about time platforms like Pornhub start addressing some of the problematic content on their sites and removing it for good. So the next time you log in to get off, really think about what you're about to watch and whether the pain of others is worth getting your brief sexual kicks. I've been Rory Boyle, and all that's left for me to say is thanks for getting it in gear, keeping it here, and listening to Queer Ear. House.